I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia bombarded the outskirts of Kyiv on Friday, and Russian missiles launched from the Black Sea landed in western Ukraine near the airport of Lviv. The airport was not hit, according to Lviv Mayor Andriy Sadovy, but an aircraft repair facility and a bus repair facility were. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the attack near Lviv, which is about 80 kilometers from Ukraine's border with Poland. Sadovy said work at the facilities had been stopped before the attack. Ukraine's Air Force Western Command said on Facebook that two of six missiles launched from the Black Sea were intercepted. In the Podil neighborhood of Kyiv early Friday, a residential building was hit, killing at least one person, according to emergency services, which said 98 people were evacuated. Two people were also killed in attacks on residential and administrative buildings in the eastern city of Kramatorsk, according to the regional governor. Russia's lead negotiator in talks with Ukraine said the sides have moved closer to agreement on the issue of Ukraine dropping its bid to join NATO. Vladimir Medinsky said Friday that two countries were also halfway there on the question of Ukraine adopting neutral status. Ukrainian negotiator Mykhailo Podolyak said on Twitter, "Our positions are unchanged. Ceasefire, withdrawal of troops, and strong security guarantees with concrete formulas." In the southern port city of Mariupol, survivors have begun to emerge from a theater in Mariupol that was hit by Russian missiles on Wednesday. Hundreds of people are believed to have taken refuge in the theater. There are conflicting reports on whether anyone had emerged from the rubble. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has denounced what he calls the perverse abuse of power on display in Russia's war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Pope Francis is calling for aid to Ukrainians who he says had been attacked in their identity, history and tradition and were defending their land. Francis's comments in a message to a gathering of European Catholic representatives marks some of his strongest yet in asserting Ukraine's right to exist as a sovereign state and to defend itself against Russia's invasion. The statement comes just days after Francis told the head of the Russian Orthodox Church that the concept of a just war was obsolete, since wars are never justifiable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Afghanistan's Taliban said Friday they will allow all girls in grade 7 and up to return to school next week. It's a move that's been praised by the United Nations. After the Islamist group seized power 7 months ago, it only allowed boys to return to the classroom and barred girls across most Afghan provinces from doing so, citing financial constraints and a lack of arrangements needed to ensure gender-segregated education systems in line with Islamic Sharia laws. The restriction sparked fears the country's new rulers would again ban women from education and work, just like the Taliban did when they previously were in power from 1996 to 2001. From his Twitter account Friday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the announcement, saying all doors must be open for both girls and boys to have an education and reach their full potential. On Monday, the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee will begin 4 days of hearings on the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. It's a critical step in the confirmation process that could make her the first black woman to serve on the nation's highest court. Jackson's nomination by President Joe Biden last month fulfilled a campaign promise made 2 years ago, in which Biden said that if he had the opportunity to nominate a new Supreme Court justice, he would select a black woman. And in a video posted to social media Thursday, U.S. film icon Arnold Schwarzenegger told Russians they are being lied to about the war in Ukraine. He also accused President Vladimir Putin of sacrificing Russian soldiers' lives for his own ambitions. Recapping our top story, Russia bombarded the outskirts of Kyiv on Friday. Russian missiles launched from the Black Sea landed in western Ukraine near Lviv's airport. The airport wasn't hit, but some nearby facilities were. You can keep up on all the Ukraine coverage at our website, voanews.com. Marissa Melton,